Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
The number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. Football's over. Let me introduce myself first. I'm Tony Dix.
Good job, Tony.
Football overs has me rattled.
Stinks.
I don't even know how to start the fucking show anymore. I'm Tone Diggs.
That's Tone Diggs.
I talk into this microphone about gambling. Sitting next to me will be Pat McAfee. Runs this place. Boss friend. Great gambler. Sitting next to him, the Canadian sensation. The bearded wonder. The nuke man himself, Bubba Gumpino. How are you doing today, sir?
Great, Tony. Lots of slate today, Tony. Lots of slate.
Hey, lots of slate
lots
today.
Lots of slate.
Nice NBA slate. Nice college basketball slate. The Australian Open.
Oh, you got some tennis picks.
I may have an Aussie Open pick for you. Thought about tossing out a PGA Tour pick. I'm not ready. That'll come next week. I got to try my model out. First weekend, see how it goes. If the model's dialed in or not, I will then continue to give out golf picks.
Beautiful.
Do you understand how that works?
Love a good model.
Lombo is not with us today. Mitt's in the back. Who? Mitt, what are you? 13-1.
Yeah, I'm doing a pretty good gambling the last couple weeks, Tom.
Thanks, Mitt. We're gonna start off every show now since football is over with a little heat check. I haven't been great the last few days. I have lost four games, though, by half a point.
That's college basketball, baby.
Which is college basketball, which does hurt. St. John should have been winners for both of us last night.
You just can't do that. I mean, you're up two. You're plus 1.5. You have the ball with 7 seconds left. You turn it over. You lose an over. It just can't happen. It can't happen.
I nailed Kent State. You had Bowling Green. You stink.
Or they missed 8 straight free throws.
Bad free throw night. Bad free throw night last night. So I'm not that hot right now. So just take that with a cup of tea.
Just ride Mitt.
Going forward for this show, how are you doing right now?
Even Steven.
Is there footy today?
No. It's just cup play this week, really. And with the English Premier League, they rotate their players so much that I just don't see any value in it. I mean, if you're going to take a dog, that's fine, but they're even rotating players too. So
I did hear this morning, by the way, from your boy Nigel Seeley.
Did the Man City goalie?
Yes. For reference to you guys, the Man City goalie will be apparently now taking all of their penalty kicks.
I'm not buying that
he's going to take the penalty kicks.
Yeah. I'm saying
if you could get good odds on it, yeah, you could throw a little pizza money on it.
Yeah, if it was ridiculous, you could dabble. But I mean, I just don't see with the talent that's on that field how your goalkeeper runs up to take a penalty.
Apparently, he's the best penalty kicker on the team. Will there be footy this weekend?
Yeah, full slate Saturday, Sunday.
Are you still hot in footy?
Saturday stunk very bad. Probably my worst day of all time, actually.
Really? Well, that's because Foxy jumped on.
Yeah, Sunday 4-3. We'll turn it around.
Foxy's
we'll
in motion. Back. He jumped on. We are going to be doing some new things on Hammer Down. We're going to have the Hammer Down Heat.
Is that today?
I don't know. No. It's not today. It's moving forward.
Oh, we'll move it forward.
Where we're going to use the hashtag Hammer Down Heat. I believe we're going to pick three people, and if you get your pick right, maybe some merch.
Yeah, you get a shirt.
We're potentially going to be doing a little rollover parlay giveaway as well. So we've got some stuff coming on Hammered Down. When Pat gets in here, I'll ask him about that. I wanted to start off tonight with college basketball. How many college basketball picks do you have?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six?
Yep.
Mitt, do you have any college basketball?
No, I do not watch college basketball.
All right, let's start with college basketball. First pick for me is going to be Mizzou plus 2. Mizzou plus 2, they are 7-2 against the spread with equal rest, which they do have coming into this game tonight. And they are 4-2 against the spread as an away team, which they are tonight. I love Mizzou plus the 2 tonight. My first three games here, Mizzou, and then the next two are going against where the money is telling me to go.
College basketball, I don't read too much into that. You see, like you saw last night, Michigan State minus 2.5. Yep. Went to minus 4.5. They don't cover either of them. College basketball is the one. It's kind of like college football for me. I don't look too much into the numbers.
And that's what Lombo said too. So I'm going to trust that. So Mizzou plus two is a play for me tonight. Is Mizzou plus two a play for you tonight?
Yeah, they're 7-3 their last 10, Tony, and 10-6 against the spread on the year.
What's another pick for you?
I like Boston College as a home puppy getting 1.5 against Wake Forest. Both teams, 2-8 their last 10, struggling. But Wake Forest, 0-6 on the road this year.
Great fucking story.
I love home puppies.
My next one is Indiana minus 4 at Northwestern. Northwestern has lost 9 in a row. Now, last night, I believe a Kentucky team got beat by Arkansas, who had lost 8 in a row.
That was a very good game. Arkansas was up the whole game. Kentucky came back, took a 1-point lead, and then Arkansas won it like last shot of the game.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if you've lost 8-9 in a row, it doesn't mean that Northwestern is automatically going to lose tonight. And Indiana was coming, I believe they're coming off a good win against Iowa.
Yeah, they came back. They played very good.
Which scares me a little bit. And then the money tells you kind of in this one to take Northwestern. But like we just talked about, we're ignoring the money situation as far as college basketball. But ignoring the money was fine during football season because, like, you. A lot of the sharps and stuff like that were focused on football. I'd like to see if that stays a trend now that football's over. But I'm going Indiana minus 4 at Northwestern. Indiana 4-1, also ATS on the road. And Northwestern, like I said, has lost 9 in a row. Go ahead.
I'm with you on that one, Tony, as well. Northwestern 3-7 against the spread their last 10. And then I'm going to go West Carolina money line over VMI.
Oh, you're going against the Military Institute.
Yeah, West Carolina is just the better team here for me, and it's great value on the money line at minus 130, I believe.
Oh, yeah, we'll allow that for sure.
Yeah, I like
that. I like Mississippi State minus 2 against LSU. I know. When you look at the KenPom rankings, LSU is the higher-rated team. If you don't know what the KenPom rankings are, you could search them. And it is a pay-for website, but the front page is free. And you can look at, he's got his adjusted offensive ratings, adjusted defense, tempo, overall ratings and stuff like that. KenPom is basically God when it comes to college basketball ratings. LSU is the higher rated team in this game, but I am going Mississippi State minus 2. They are 7-2 ATS at home. LSU is 2-4 against spread away. LSU is 1-6 ATS as a pup. On the road, or sorry, just as a dog, and 1-4 away as a dog. And then LSU is 1-3 against the spread with 4+ days off. I believe they have a week off going into this game, so I'm going to take Mississippi State minus 2.
LSU really up and down too, so you great never offense, know what you're going to get.
Great offense, bad defense.
Yeah, they got when they played Bama has slowed down too. Yes, they won last night, didn't cover, but they blew the doors off LSU.
Did we both have Bama last night?
Yeah, that one hurt. Because they were covering, and then I think they won by 3. They were minus 6.
We had another one last night. We were in the same thing, and they did not.
St. John's.
Oh, yeah. What's your next one?
UNC Greensboro at home to Furman. UNC Greensboro money line is minus 115. They're 8-2 against the spread their last 10, and Furman's 2-7 against the spread on the road.
So who are you going with?
UNC Greensboro.
My next one, and I like this one a lot tonight, even though this team started off, I believe 14 or 15, maybe 16-0 against the spread in Drake. And they have come down a little bit to earth as of recent, but Drake is coming off their very first loss of the season straight up. So I like a big bounce back spot here for Drake tonight. They are minus 9.5 against UNI. UNI is 1-6 ATS away. 0-3 away as a dog. Drake is 7-1 ATS at home and 7-1 as a home favorite. So I'd like Drake minus the 9.5 in a bounce back spot after their first loss this season.
I like that. That's a good call there, Tony.
Anything else?
San Francisco minus 3.5 over Pepperdine. San Fran's 10-8. Pepperdine 8-8. I just think San Fran's a better team here, and I like the spread on this.
I wanted to take San Francisco tonight. They're one of the better 3-point shooting teams in the league. However, Pepperdine does defend the three, which has scared me a little bit. And then San Francisco has been off for almost a month,
yeah,
I believe, with COVID issues. So that scared me a little bit there. Do you have any more college basketball?
Charlotte money line over Old Dominion. Old Dominion 4-8-1 against the spread and 2-4-1 against the spread on the road.
So you like Charlotte?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to run through my picks here. Just so we all have them here.
Oh, you got NBA?
Well, yeah, I do have some NBA. But for college, I had Missouri plus two, Indiana minus four, Mississippi State minus two, and Drake minus 9.5. You had
UNC Greensboro money line minus 120, San Francisco minus 3.5, Indiana minus 3.5, Charlotte money line minus 115, West Carolina money line minus 120, Boston College plus 1.5, and Missouri plus 2.
Connor, if you could hear me, could you please come into the studio? Mitt, do you have any NCAA tonight, or are you just going NBA?
No, I do not watch horrible college basketball.
Interesting.
What's your deal, dude?
Why did you have to take a shot at college basketball like that?
Because it's slow. I don't know. It's a lot of defense.
So you're not going to watch March Madness?
No, I'll watch March Madness.
No, just don't watch it.
No, you can't watch March Madness.
Just don't watch it.
I mean,
don't watch any of it then.
If I'm going to gamble on it, I'm going to watch it.
Just don't watch it.
Well, yeah, okay.
Come on, dude.
Connor, I brought you, and I assume you have NBA picks tonight.
Yeah, I got a couple, Tony. I mean, the first one, you know, last night I got killed.
Yeah, okay? you got hosed.
I got hosed.
Steph Curry was hot as fire.
He went
off. Didn't you have Steph Curry 40 points in a win for Golden State?
But he scored so many in the third that he didn't play the fourth, so he had 32 points. But you know what? That's what's going to happen. I'm not doing the even money picks. I'm trying to get a little bit of money, a little change. I was a plus 900 bet, people. Okay,
that seemed like a good spot last night for the Warriors after the loss that they had the night before against the Spurs. So that was a good call. You just didn't.
Just didn't hit.
You just didn't get the 40.
It is what it is. And I'm going to stay on that same road, though. Domantas Sabonis, triple-double in the Pacers to win against the Nets, plus 1,700. The Nets can't play defense, people. I mean, they just lost to the Pistons last night. Give me a break. I like that. I like the Hawks Mavericks over 232.5. And I also like the Pelicans Bulls over 229.5. Pelicans can't play defense, mm-hmm. but they also score a lot of points. Mitt was on them last night. I'm going to jump on that over as well.
To your point, we were talking about it earlier in here. The Nets play absolutely 0% defense.
None.
I believe they are the worst defensive team in the league.
Yeah, pretty sure, actually.
I think Kyrie might also be out tonight.
Ooh, that might be why this
Or I saw that he might be on the injury report. I don't know if he's out. KD's out, right?
Yeah, KD's out because of the COVID, the free KD movement. If that is true and Kyrie's out, then I also like Brogdon, 25 points in the Pacers to win, plus 420. Yeah, Malcolm Brogdon. He's been having a great year, Tony.
Can you parlay Sabonis and Brogdon to have those points and the win?
If only you could, but you're not allowed to. And you know,
well, I bet you could do a same-game parlay with Brogdon over his points.
You can.
The bonus over his points, and then the Pacers to win.
So if you want to do a same game there, you can actually just go right up to score 25 points, Malcolm Brogdon, plus 154. And I believe you can do triple-double on its own. I'm not finding it, though, so probably not. But I do love the points parlays. I think that's another good thing to jump on here with James Harden. Harden over 30 points, which I had last night, which didn't hit, is plus 152 tonight, especially if Kyrie's not playing. He'll take 25 shots.
Mitt, what do you like tonight?
I, as well, really like the Pacers. I was looking online this morning. It was at 3. I got it at plus 3. I would just take a money line at this point. The Nets, they can't play defense for shit, and KD's out. His team loves COVID. His camp is like,
dude.
They don't know it takes all of us.
By the way, Brooklyn is 1-4 ATS with no rest.
Yeah, and they there got we none. Go. And that spread went down to plus 1.5 now as well.
Yeah, it is currently at 1.5. I was seeing it was about 40-something% of the ticket counts, but 84% of the money still. So I was really on that. I'm also really on the Lakers minus 11. I know LeBron's going to probably sit a lot. He said that. And AD's still out, but OKC stinks. I just can't see it even being a game.
Mitt, they went to LeBron. Overtime last game.
Yeah, and it also helped me out on the over at the over that one, but OKC couldn't keep up in the end, and I think it's just going to end up that same way.
So you're going Lakers and Pacers?
Yes, I am. Pacers money line, just because Nets aren't going to win.
Yeah. You brought up a good thing as far as percentage of tickets and percentage of money. If we want to roll through those real quick, the Raptors and Wiz tonight. Wiz are generally getting 34% of the tickets, but 66% of the money. So there's some big money in sharps on the Wiz tonight at +5.5. Let's see here. Hornets, there's some sharp money on. The Pacers, like you said, only 37% of the tickets, but 86% of the money. And then the Nugs against the Cavs. Nuggets are -9.5. They're only getting 47% of the tickets, but 94% of the money. And then, yeah, your Lakers, 47% of the tickets and 67% of the money. However, for me, NBA tonight, I am taking the Hornets plus the 4.
Ooh,
against Memphis. Hey, I can admit that I was completely wrong. I was judging LaMelo off the rest of his family.
I hear you.
I was judging him off of 5 years ago when I saw him pulling up from three quarters court. I was wrong.
Turns out.
He's playing some great basketball. Hornets plus 4. They're 7-4 away. ATS 12-6-1 as a dog against Memphis, who has not been great as of late. They have some injuries too, so I'm going Memphis plus the – or sorry, Hornets plus the 4. And then I'm taking Clippers -10.5 against the T-Wolves. Clippers coming off two losses. I think this is just a get-right game for the Clippers against the Wolves, who stink.
Not worried about Karl Anthony Towns being back?
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
Kitty cat?
I'm not. So I'm going Clips -10.5 and Hornets plus 4. Gumpy, what do you got for NBA tonight?
Just college, my friend.
Just college?
Yeah, only college.
Oh, here comes Foxy. Every show we do a segment called Fade Foxy. I believe he hasn't hit a bet in God knows how long. I believe he took Michigan State, who
was a lock.
Just absolutely crumbled yesterday.
Yeah, unofficially. Those ones were unofficial. Last night's were unofficial because I didn't give them to Gumpy to put on the thing. But I will say I did lose both bets. I had Boston Celtics plus 6 and Michigan State -4.5. They didn't win those bets. Monday, I had the Warriors +1.5. And then with 8 seconds left, Draymond Green decided to grab the ball and just chuck it at the backboard from half court. Made no sense. So I lost that bet. I will admit, I haven't won a bet in a while, boys. But today that changes.
I wanted to take Utah against the Celtics, but I just couldn't do it because I figured the Celtics would bounce back after one of their worst performances of the year.
That's what I thought.
They did not.
Turns out Utah's really good.
The Celtics stinked.
No, the Celtics don't stink. Foxy bet on them. But also, Jaylen Brown just got back last night. Tatum didn't start out too hot. If Foxy doesn't bet on the Celtics, we probably win.
Correct
by
me
20.
If I'm wrong, Gumpy. Do you know? I think Utah's the best ATS team in the NBA.
I'm not positive. You're probably right, though. They're very good. I thought this was what they were going to be like last year. Like, I honestly thought they were going to come out of the West last year.
Yeah, last year I picked Utah and Denver to come out of the West. Yeah. Neither of them happened.
Utah's going to be that classic team, though. They're going to finish first in the Western Conference, and everyone's going to be like, yeah, but they're not going to win the title. They had the best record, but everyone knows what's going to happen in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know about against the spread, Tony, but they are 16-1 in their last 17 games.
They're 18-7 against the spread. They're the best team against the spread by a few games. 76ers second at 14-9-2.
If they could cover a game on the road, they'd be up there as well. Who do you like tonight, then?
All right, here we go. My pick of the night.
Fade Foxy.
I like the Dallas Mavericks at home -4 against the Atlanta Hawks, and let me tell you why. First and foremost, this game is on ESPN.
Okay.
That makes me more likely to watch it. I like betting on games that I actually am going to watch.
Okay.
And so other people can watch this one with me. That's also why I like it. Number two, the Atlanta Hawks did trade Luka in the draft. True. For Trae Young.
Yeah.
Luka is not going to be happy going into this game. And number three, I actually just like watching Luka. He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to want to root for him, I'm going to put money on him. And last but not least, an actual stat, the Mavericks have won 2 in a row.
Whoa.
So that's why I'm picking them. -4 against the Atlanta Hawks tonight on ESPN. Watch it with me.
They have won 2 in a row. They are at home. So Dallas at home is 2-9 ATS, 5-9 is a favorite as a home favorite, which they are tonight, Foxy.
Yep.
They are 1-8.
Nice.
And that's what I've got for Dallas.
Good stats.
That's why I avoided Dallas tonight. Their offense just hasn't been as good as it was last year. They were like, I believe they were number one last year, and I think they're like number 15 or something this year.
Yeah, and I looked at their standings. I thought they were a lot better team.
I believe they are third from the bottom in Dallas.
Yeah, they're not very good. So it's a little, makes me a little nervous, but that's going to change tonight. You know why? Because that the Hawks traded Luka Doncic.
To Foxy's point also, the same game parlay insurance, $25 back on any parlays, four and plus more every day. I will jump on this with a Kevin Huerter scoring 15 points with John Collins, 20 points. Luka, Trey, both 30 points. Porzingis, 25 points. $25 to win $2,000. Hey, even if it loses, you get your money back. Who fucking cares?
Will you say that one more time so everyone can get in on that?
Absolutely. Kevin Huerter to score 15 points. He is the number three guard on the Hawks.
Okay.
John Collins, big man, to score 20 points. Dude's been hitting threes this year.
20 plus.
Luka Doncic. Okay. You know him.
30 plus.
30 points. Trae Young, 30 points.
Okay.
And Kristaps Porzingis, 25 points.
All right, and that is 25 to win
$2,030.49.
Good bet.
You're welcome for the money.
On that.
It's a good
Make sure you opt in on the same game parlay.
Thanks for your NBA bets, boys.
Thank you.
See if Nick wants to come in here and give any hockey for tonight. A lot of picks out so far, Gumpy.
Got to do it. It's college. There's like 35 college basketball games tonight.
I have not dabbled into a college Saturday yet with 120 full games.
It's
excited to do it.
It's quite the wormhole.
Nick's coming in for his Nicky Skates has his hockey picks for tonight. What's the lineup look like tonight? What's
real
slate
short
look
and
like?
Sweet, just two games. The Bruins at the Rangers. I'm going to go with the Bruins. Now, they're heavy money line favorites at minus 173. So what I'm going to do is if you go into the FanDuel app, you click on more wagers, you will see the 60-minute line, which is a bet for the teams to win in regulation. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Bruins at minus 115 there. I think they'll win in regulation. I'm not going to mess with the over and under because I don't know. It's gone under in the Rangers' last seven games, but the last six of seven that the Bruins and Rangers have played, it's gone over.
I will tell you this. 65% of the tickets are on the over. 91% of the money, though, is on the under.
Yeah, it's like I'm all over the place with it.
95% of the money is on the Bruins' money line.
Yeah, so I'm all over the Bruins money line. You could take it at 173 or 176, sorry. And then, like I said, if you do the 60-minute line for them to win in regulation, it's minus 115, much better odds. And then for the other game, I'm going to go, which is Montreal and Toronto. In Montreal, I'm going to take Montreal money line.
Montreal money line is minus 105?
Yeah, happy toss.
Yeah, Carey Price, he got lit up last time he played him. I think he'll play a much better game. Now the Leafs are hot. They've been scoring, too.
I like that you're taking both games that are on tonight.
Have to.
Absolutely.
If there were more, I'd take more. But you know,
you taking any puck?
No, I don't dabble much in the NHL. College basketball is it for me, too.
You can only divest your time in so many.
I like to focus. I got college basketball, footy. I'll dive into NBA probably at some point, but I don't know. I can't wrap my head around the NBA this year so far.
COVID.
Yeah.
COVID. You just don't know. Nick, I appreciate you. Thank you.
You got it.
I have to get out of here. I have one Aussie Open bet tonight.
Aussie.
Yeah.
Women's or men's?
Men's. I can't remember this dude's first name. Tony Paul. Something Paul. T-Paul. Can't remember his first name. T-Paul against C. Rude. T-Paul's a plus 112 fucking dog tonight.
Sounds like a winner to me, dude.
Love him. Absolutely love him. We gave you out a lot of picks today. We'll be doing this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 3:30. Like I said, we're going to have a couple competitions coming out here. We'll probably reveal those next show for Friday going into the weekend where you can win money from us as well as money on FanDuel as well as possibly some merch. So we'll probably start those on Friday. We'll be giving out all of our picks for all the sports. We can't thank you enough. If you enjoy the show, let your friends know.
Yeah, why not?
And if you can't catch us live at 3:30 every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you can listen to us as a podcast everywhere podcasts are. You can subscribe and rate to that. That'd be nice too. And that's all I got today. You got anything else?
No, let's win. Let's have some winners tonight, huh?
Let's have some winners.
What's Zeke got a winner back there?
Zeke has a winner. Zeke's making picks. Oh no, he's just back there. Of course. Zeet's pick is for the Chicago Bears to win the Super Bowl next season.
Get Carson Wentz at plus 150.
We'll see you Friday at 3:30. Hammer.
Dad.